This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Haiti's interim prime minister has confirmed a request has been made for U.S. troops to be sent to the country. We get details from AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
With his nation in disarray in the wake of Wednesday's assassination of President Jovenel Moïse, interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph says Haiti's interim government has asked for U.S. troops to be deployed. In an interview with the Associated Press, Joseph says U.S. troops are being requested to stabilize the country and protect key infrastructure. In Washington, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
In response to the Haitian government's request for security and investigative assistance, we will be sending senior FBI and DHS officials to Port-au-Prince as soon as possible to assess the situation and how we may be able to assist.
Police in Haiti have detained 17 suspects in the assassination of Moïse. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden told Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday in a phone call that he must take action against cyber criminals acting in his country and that the U.S. reserves the right to defend its people and its critical infrastructure from future attacks. That's according to a memo from the White House. This warning to Putin was largely a repetition of the tough rhetoric Biden had used during their meeting in Geneva last month. This is when he warned that there would be consequences for continuing cyber attacks emanating from Russia. Since then, a new ransomware attack linked to the Russia-based R-Evil hacking group has caused widespread disruption. It places Biden under growing pressure to, this time, marry the warning with some type of action, though none were immediately announced. More at VOANews.com. This is VOA News.